Tape 3. The trip. My encounter with the magpie had somehow enhanced my senses, and I began to feel slightly more in touch with my body. In a world that had gone mad, that little magpie might have been the sanest of us all. Yet it seemed to be the other way around. My mad magpie. She was so beautiful. And thinking about her made me believe that I could hope for something better. That I could take charge and change my world. In the passing days, with the thought of her, I gradually regained some of my vitality. The inside of my head was all a blur, but an inner determination compelled me to follow the rivulets to the sea. There might be something hidden in the water. A new definition of beauty. Beauty. It had to have something to do with nature. But what nature? Only little was left. There had to be something by the sea. I traveled by train. Through the window I could sometimes catch a glimpse of the sky. The sun was stubbornly fighting to squeeze rays of light in between the tall buildings. Each day without abandoning the hope of one day touching the ground again. The prophet of summer returned to my mind. The lark. Was this a memory from my childhood? I could see him dancing in the clear blue sky, twittering non-stop for several minutes before quickly diving down to hide in the rape field. That yellow color. I missed the color of the rape fields. That contrast of yellow against the blue sky was close to perfection. Ironically, it was nature constructed by humans. I started thinking about my destination. In my mind, I had an image, a recollection of the sea. That particular shade of color, a profound color of green. The wind stirring up the water, making great waves with foam on top. Massive gray clouds in the sky. Seagulls gliding in the wind, screaming at the top of their lungs. Something inside me told me I was getting excited. Like a tiny, warm sphere was radiating rays of heat from my diaphragm through my body. I'm